Bamas chapter 3, Mishnah 5. Shlosha Achin, so three brothers. Shnaimen Nasum Shtei Achayos, and two of the brothers are married to two sisters. The Echad Mufnen, one of them is unmarried. Clear enough?
No, it's not clear enough.
Three brothers.
Of course. Three brothers. I thought you said two brothers.
No.
Sorry.
No, two sisters and one brother unmarried. That's very real. Mais Echad Min Bala Achas. And then one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters dies. Va'aseba mufne maimar, and the free brother does maimar with the woman. Now maimar, if you remember, was the rabbinical marriage in this kind of situation, where normally in the case of Yavama they would just have relations. That's how you did Yavama. But the rabbis came along and they said before they have relations, he must either give her a document or he must give her money, and he must like marry her in a normal kind of way. And then once he's married in a normal kind of way, then afterwards they must go and have relations and fully consummate the marriage. So Mima was a rabbinical marriage. So over here, he's done Mima with her, but he had with the sister, one of the sisters, but he hasn't fully consummated the marriage. So it's like in an in-between stage. They're married rabbinically. See that? So let's just say three brothers, two of them married to two sisters, the one brother dies, and the free guy does Mima with this woman. He hasn't fully consummated yet, but rabbinically he marries her. And then, va'achakach meis achiv ha'sheni, and then he dies. Before he can consummate the marriage, he dies. So who's left standing? You've got one brother married to one sister, and you've got this woman who was married to the brother with Maimar, but not fully consummated. So in this case, by shamo emrim ishto imoy, Sorry, I'm missing something. So Bei Shama Ishto Imoi Valo Taitza Mishum Achois Isha. So the question over here is, okay, sorry, I've got the wrong brother died. The other brother died. You know it, not him. The other brother died.
That would have been that nothing would happen.
Nothing would happen, exactly. So she would just fall away in that case. But the other brother died. So just to go back to the case, you've got three brothers, two of them married two sisters. And the one brother is free. One of the brother dies, and that sister does maimar with the free one.
Which is fine so far.
Which is fine so far. This is all good. And then before they can consummate the marriage, the other brother married to the other sister dies. So this guy left standing, he's married to this one sister by maimar, and the other sister's fallen to him for Yavama.
Right.
Now, if they both fall into him for Yavama, he can't marry either of them because he's got a zikr bond to both of them and they're both forbidden to him. But what is this case? I mean, is this case that he's married to this woman, in which case she's his wife and everything's cool and the other sister just goes off into the sunset? Or is this case that they're both forbidden to him? And the curveball over here is because he married her by Maimar. He didn't marry her properly.
So what is
you see that? What is Maimar? What case is Maimar? So Shama says it's Ishto Imo, she can stay married to him, right? The woman that he did Maimar with can stay married to him, and the other one goes away. She just goes off into the sunset, and he can still stay married to him. Beis Hillel Omrim, but Beis Hillel say no, Moitzi et Ishto beget v'chalitza. He has to give this woman that he married with Maimar, he has to divorce her with a get, and he has to do chalitza with her. The get undoes the Maimar, and the chalitza undoes the Yavama situation. And why does he have to do get and chalitza? Because this guy has got two women in front of them. They're both sisters. One he's married to rabbinically, but not according to Torah law. And the other one's now fallen to him for Yavama. So it says, basically, in this situation, he can't keep his wife. He can't marry the woman that he married rabbinically. He can't keep her. He has to divorce with a get. Then he has to give her chalitza because maybe... maybe the rabbinical thing is enough to undo the zikr bond, and then he can't marry either woman. So both women have to go away, and he has to leave his wife. Yeah. And then the other woman he has to divorce her with just chalitza because he never did maima with her, so he just does chalitza with her. Zuyish Amran, this is the case. They said oilo al ishto veoilo al ashes achiv. This is a case. Woe to him because of his wife and because of his brother's wife. See, in this case over here, they both become forbidden to him. They both become forbidden to him. If he'd married her properly, if he'd consummated the marriage, he would be left with one wife, and the other sister would be, would just go away. She would be forbidden to him. But because he didn't consummate the marriage yet, it's like he loses his original his original wife, because he didn't marry her properly, only married her with a rabbinical kind of marriage.
So is this maima just a rabbinical marriage? Maima's a complete marriage.
It's not a it's in this context of Yavama, it's not a Torah marriage.
But it must be only in this context.
Only in this context, in another context he would be fully married to. But in this context, the rabbi said, look, it's not appropriate that you just have relations with her. You must do something first. You must either do a normal marriage with money or a normal marriage with a document. And that's a rabbinical marriage, but it's not a full-on Torah marriage. Okay.
But why do they even bring up Maima? I mean, why do they even?
Because the question is, clearly, if the brother had married her properly, it's fine. And clearly,
why is there even a concept of Maima?
It's like Kedah, you know, it's fitting that he should do something first before he just has relations with her.